AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's roundup, five quick hits that matter. We'll lead with a deceptively simple idea. Teams need a living glossary before the next deployment. Then we'll move to on-prem clinical AI, a surprising math claim, search tweaks that look like control, and emotion AI creeping into offices.
On that glossary, the piece argues it's more than copy editing. Product, engineering, and risk teams need a versioned plain language reference tied to decisions, definitions, ownership, and exactly how terms map to model behavior and constraints.
Practically, a living glossary should link to model versions, prompt templates, performance metrics, and change logs. Think of it as the single source that lets a reviewer trace a phrase in the UI back to a test, a dataset, and a release note.
Switching gears, Onco Agents On-Prem Oncology Copilot is a useful case study. They pair a 9B speed model with a 27B reasoning model using Lang graph orchestration and keep the whole stack on-prem under a zero-fi policy to limit any patient data exposure.
That dual-tier design is a clear trade-off. Use a lightweight model for latency-sensitive tasks and a heavier model for deep reasoning. It buys practical throughput without conceding clinical complexity, but it also raises update and validation costs.
Clinically on-prem plus zero-fi shifts work onto hospitals. They gain privacy, but must do integration, continuous validation, and governance locally. That's feasible for well-resourced centers, less so for smaller clinics.
Now the math claim. Timothy Gowers says ChatGPT 5.5 Pro produced a doctoral-level result on an open problem in under 2 hours with no human input. It's a striking signal. But don't conflate one result with robust mathematical autonomy.
Important caveats: we need reproducibility, full prompt logs, intermediate reasoning traces, and independent verification. Autonomy would imply systematic discovery, error correction, and peer-reviewable proofs. We aren't there from a single claim.
On search, Google's new preferred sources looks like a political lever as much as a quality feature. Manual boosts might appease transparency demands or partners, but they don't resolve fundamental retrieval or ranking failures.
There's a real risk of preference becoming gatekeeping. If you can boost sources manually, you open the door to favoritism, payment influence, and tactical manipulation, all while leaving core model evaluation unaddressed.
Finally, emotion AI is moving into workplaces fast. The Atlantic Decoder reporting shows tools embedded in meetings, interviews, and calls, even though scientific support for reliable emotion inference is shaky at best.
That mismatch creates harms, misread emotional states, biased inferences, chilling effects on employees, and legal exposure. Companies should not treat emotion signals as objective inputs for hearing or performance decisions.
A common governance thread runs through these stories. From glossaries to on-prem clinical stacks, to claims about AI capability, to search controls and emotion tools, outcomes hinge on documentation, validation, and accountable processes.
Practically, that means demanding artifacts, reproducible logs, test suites, threat models, and signed change records. Vendors will advertise breakthroughs. Buyers should demand the evidence that supports safe deployment.
If you take one practical step from today's list, formalize language and link it to action. A living glossary that's discoverable and auditable reduces miscommunication and anchors risk decisions when models evolve.
And remember, technological promise isn't the same as operational readiness. Privacy-focused architectures and bold capability claims both need the same follow-through, tests, transparency, and repeatable verification.
Synthesis: across privacy, capabilities, and product controls, the lesson is consistent. As AI systems get more consequential, governance becomes the differentiator between useful deployments and risky surprises.
Thanks for listening. If any of these items hit your team's roadmap, start with the glossary and the audits, and we'll follow up next time with what teams actually changed after those first deployments.
AI News by Conjero.